Hello and welcome to the 16th Manx 40 part of the season. For this week's very special Christmas podcast, myself and Dave.
Hi everyone.
Are joined by Manx football enigma, Adrian Rashid. Rashid, welcome to Podcast HQ and thanks for granting us this exclusive interview. I've been very excited about this all week, haven't I?
You haven't shut up about it at all.
I say all week, about for the last 4 months since you confirmed.
This is it. It's been on the cards for quite a while and you've been having many sleepless nights over this.
This is my Christmas day.
This is.
So Rashid, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Did you come down in your limo today or...?
No, I had a chauffeur, but not a limo.
Oh, right. What is it? What do you call it? G-Wagon or what is it? One of those Mercedes gangster type things? Or?
It's just a Fiat Panda.
A Fiat Panda, fair enough. Right, for those of you who don't know, Rashid is Manx football's man in the know. We like to think we are, but this man knows more than we'll ever know.
Well, it was officially put in print for the 451 in the summer, wasn't it? He is the man in the know.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on. After a dazzling career turning out for Youthies Combi, I believe you were a striker, weren't you, Rashid?
Just a box-to-box everywhere, really.
Every single position.
You became one of the island's premier football agents. I think it's between you and Papa Kinnish for super agent supremacy, as it were.
In Manx football's Kia Jurapchin.
Well, perhaps.
I had to drop it in somewhere.
Yeah, you did, yeah. And do you believe you've got some breaking Manx football news to give us during the podcast, haven't you?
Yeah, my phone goes non-stop all the time.
I saw that. Most people have a mobile phone these days, but you've still got an old-school landline.
Yeah, I've got to carry it around. Thanks for letting me use your
phone
and stuff.
But it glows red. It's a bit like, it flashes red. It's a bit like Batman. Inspector Gordon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Detective Gordon is
what. Yeah, we'll gloss over that bit. But yes, you have got some breaking exclusives to give us throughout the podcast. Do you want to kick us off with one now?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this one came in just over the weekend, actually.
Right.
You might have seen it. X Factor Sam Black.
Yeah.
Marked Corinthians' return with a goal.
Yeah, we did see that. He's a man of multi-talents, isn't he?
He is. I wonder whether he was singing to the team in the dressing rooms.
Well, he might have been. Maybe a Christmas carol to get them fired up.
Yeah, G'd them up a little bit, for sure.
Fair enough. So, will there be more like that throughout the podcast, not in the machine?
Yeah, that story there is a bit more of a short to the point, but there is a couple that have a bit of a backstory, which they'll come up, and I apologise if my phone rings throughout.
Well, you were a busy man, and we're very lucky to have you for this Christmas special. I suppose we should go back to the Agent Rashid backstory, really. You know, people probably wondering where you've come from, and I know that's a question we asked, to win one of these tremendous mugs. We're looking at them now, Dave. They are amazing.
They are absolutely incredible. I mean, I got given a Secret Santa mug just a couple of days ago, and this Agent Rashid one, this Secret Santa one's going in the bin, basically.
Oh, well, I hope that Secret Santa's not listening. It wasn't me, anyway.
Yeah, that's all right.
But anyway, so the backstory, you originally come from Tanzania, that's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, correct.
Via Ramsey?
Yeah, I mean, I came over when I was 12, and I was born and raised in Tanzania, where I spent most of my days. And I didn't speak a lick of English, but now I'm pretty good, I think.
Yeah, no, you're very fluent, and it's probably a testament to the Ramsey Grammar School system that you're so fluent.
Yeah. It wasn't to do with, it was all off my own back, really. I came over, I saw the opportunity, and here I am.
So the glamorous light of Ramsey.
So talk to us. You're from Ramsey. You had the opportunity to maybe sign for a couple of clubs in the north. Why did you choose Youthy at that point?
All the people who call themselves my friends played for Youthy.
Right.
And so I went along. But it's been a great experience, no matter who you're playing with.
Right.
Obviously, you're playing with Mark McClurg. So
it's
tough.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Tough to understand.
Right. And so obviously, we talked about it briefly before. You played in lots of positions. I tend to remember you as a goal scorer because we had to try and figure out how to spell your name most weeks in the classified column.
Yeah.
But you played across the park,
Yeah, really, where anywhere that Ray Leach thought I was needed.
Right.
He saw my creative genius, and he would put me anywhere on the pitch that he thought it was the best for the club.
Now, is it true that Ray Leach is the old boys in Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys?
Yeah, he's the only Old Boy.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Right. I think I saw this on the Talking Mongoose recently.
Oh, right, but
I think, yes, Agent Rashid did a bit of an article.
Of course you did. You're branching out now. We are going to talk about your punditry, which featured in 451 a bit later on, but you are becoming a bit of a Max Football go-to man, really. Yeah. So how did you get into the agency role of Agent Rashid?
Well, it all started with actually Mark McClurg. He wanted to move from UFI because he felt that he wasn't getting the justice he deserved.
Right.
And that actually takes me probably to one of Hattie's questions, what was the toughest transfer that I had to deal with? And that was actually probably Mark McClurg, because he is the most hated man in Max football.
It's quite a claim, isn't it?
I mean, so no club wanted him.
Yeah.
But I forced through, did the work, and he then decided to stay at UFI. But from there, I got the bug, got the itch.
Yeah. So how many players do you have in your stable now? Kia is famously got...
like Tevez, Mascherano, like, stuff.
Do you just go for marquee players, or have you got like a lot of up-and-coming youngsters that you're trying to farm out?
I think what Andy's trying to say here is, could you be his agent as well?
Yes, yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I would branch out from football into other...
No, I still think I can make it.
You're 33, aren't you?
Yeah, only 33. That's young. I reckon, I tell you what, Rashid could do us a job. When I qualify, turn 35, the Masters clubs will be knocking on the door.
That's it, yeah.
And that's when Rashid can make the big money, negotiate.
What are your terms at this point? You want a pasty in a Bovril or something?
Well, my terms are probably dictated to by when I play. Because I know the Masters games are on a Friday night and a Sunday.
Well, you can get a pint in there on a Friday.
Friday night, I think at least two or three in a quarter bridge.
Sounds good.
Sunday, no, that's going to vary, depend when if it messes with me roast.
A pub lunch, you throw a pub lunch in there.
I think this should be an off-air conversation.
Okay. We don't want to reveal too many details at this point, do we?
Back to my, I don't want to price myself out of the market.
Yeah, okay.
But that's why I've got Rashid.
Yeah,
if you want,
he knows what to do.
If that's what you want,
that's what
I'll get. Times two.
This is what I wanted to hear, Dave.
This is it.
So you're stable now. You talked about Mr. McClurg. Is there anyone still, are you still representing him, or has he moved on, or...
I will never represent him ever again.
Oh, right.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
So obviously with the high profile names, I'm looking at taking on Josh Lee Thomas.
Oh, right, Josh Lee
Thomas. I know he's got three first names, but it doesn't bother me. And also Sean McDoyle, I think he wants to come on.
Right.
But I also like to branch out to the lesser known players, you know, the Combi Twos.
Right, right.
Yeah, because, you know, where I'm from, I like to give everybody a chance.
That's a fair point.
Share the wealth.
Exactly, yeah.
We could probably recommend a few names. Tim Collister's probably the most famous Combi 2 player in the world.
Thanks to Johnny Hogg.
Maybe Johnny Hogg could do a bit of profile work for him.
Yeah. I have to say, we are forgetting, I mean, Ramsey Youth Centre's very own, the unstoppable force that is Martin Murphy. Are you going to be a pitch up for him when he gets his dream move to Man United?
Yeah, the problem with Martin is that a lot of his demands are rolled around pastries and
Chrysler's.
Yeah, and I don't exactly. Yeah, and I don't feel like it's best in his best interest to want the pastries. So I think we should keep him where he is.
Yeah, keep him rooted to the ground. Yeah,
exactly.
Have you had any role models for the agency? Now you've obviously mentioned Kia, and there's a few. There's Fernandez, Jorge. What's his face? The Portuguese super agent.
Yeah.
And Peter Kinnish, obviously.
Of course. Yes.
Chris Bass, a bit of a manager stroke agent. You must have some role models that have helped you shape your career so far.
No, not really. I am my own role model.
Well, that's fair enough. You've got to like your confidence. I mean, right. Back to the football. We've talked about the agency now. Obviously, you're out watching a lot of games, trying to get on at people to come into your stable. Who have you been impressed with this season? And we'll talk about players first of all. Now, I know you sent me a fax the other day, and you said you're going to maybe work on a team of the season so far. Have you managed to do that?
Yeah. I've got it in front of me here.
Oh, he's got his file of facts out. Right. Dave, this will be quite interesting to see how it comes in line.
I think so.
So go on, and who's your new team of the season? Let's talk of formation. What did you go for?
I've gone for a 3-5-2.
Conte, yes.
Yeah, had to be.
Yeah.
I was going to go for the 1-2-3 and then some other weird formation, but I went for
Big Shaq.
You didn't go for the Christmas tree formation.
Oh, that would be, Terry Venables, bring it back.
Of course.
96. Respect.
Yeah. So I started off in goals with I feel like this player, from what I've seen of him in net, I felt like he's put the best performances in. He's played week in, week out.
Right.
Or maybe not week in, week out, maybe just one week. Yeah, it's Christian Penswick.
Legend, yeah.
And
it's versatile.
He played in net for Peel the other week, and it's the best goalkeeping performance I've seen of anybody this season. And it really is a back in the past. I've been told about his performances for Derby.
He was the reason they folded, wasn't he?
But he also might be the reason why they come back.
Is this another exclusive?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
That's gonna have
to tease the set.
Yeah. That's gonna have to stay, you know, just in case.
Under the wrappers.
Yeah.
Break in case of emergency.
We're gonna have to get you back on the podcast next year as well, just for the official open.
That'd be fantastic. Right, so Christian in goal, Mr. Versatile himself.
Yeah.
Probably played in more positions than you, Rashid, it has to be said.
I also should make a more notable mention for Andrew Roy.
Right.
Perry,
yeah,
of course.
He's been at the top of the game for a long time. I think he deserves a mention in there. Just not quite good enough to pip Christian.
That's fair enough. I think he's conceded quite a few goals this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, you gave him another honourable mention with the Mongoose story, I believe, about he's happy to play in that Geordie's team because travelling all the way from Ramsey takes it out of him, I believe.
Yeah. So he needs a rest, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, exactly. Fair point. Yeah, right. Back. Three?
Yeah, back three. I've gone for Thomas Smith. I've been really impressed how he's managed to play with that hair.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
Oh, did you see Gary Waitman's pictures of him the other day? It was flopping all over the place. Oh. The
Does he not wear a Milan Baras-esque?
No, he just lets it all go. So
Milan Baras, current reference there for the kids.
Like with my afro, I can't actually. I just don't understand. I can't tell how anyone could play football like that. So he's in my team.
Right. Okay. Tom Smith for his hair. That's fair enough.
I've gone for Sean Quay as well. Oh. I feel like we gave him a hard time in the past, and I feel like he probably deserves a place in that team. And, you know, you get better with age. I think he's like a fine wine.
He is.
Well, we'll hear from Sean later
on. We'll drink in some Sean later on. You spoke to him a bit after last week's win over St Mary's, but we won't divert too much. We'll talk about that a bit later.
And the final centre-back place, I've gone for Joey Andrews.
Another podcast favourite.
Yeah, that one for me was that if Braddon going to stay up, it'll be down to him. And unfortunately, I know Stu Pacey got injured and he was probably would have gotten the team as well. But and I think he's got another hair thing to him. I don't know how people can play with that hair.
Fair dues.
Notable mention though, I must make for Cameron Lee.
Cameron Lee.
Another hair.
Sorry. Hair today, gone tomorrow.
That's it.
He was whose person has been had the hairstyle dictated to by the footy.
Yes, you started the campaign, didn't you?
Yeah, so he looked like Alexi Lalas.
Yeah, and now he started playing good football.
Back in the RNFA squad, isn't he?
Yeah, Cameron Bruce Lee.
Cameron Bruce Lee.
Doing fantastic this season.
Right, so it's your midfield. Five across. Yeah. Oh, you've got two wing-backs, so should we talk about that?
Yeah, I've got... It's going to be an attacking formation, so they won't really be playing wing-backs because those guys at the back can help themselves.
Mm.
I've gone for the Lee Gale Force on the right.
Yeah.
The Gale Force. I think Peel missed him when he didn't play, and he's probably been one of their best players, I reckon.
14 goals this season, I believe, in the league.
5 Team of the Week appearances already.
The stats back you up, Rashid. On the other flank, as it were.
I've gone for Stephen... Whittaker, Whitley.
Steve Whitley, right.
Another team of the week in combat this week.
Yeah, if he's not in Egypt, he's on the pitch and he's playing great.
I saw an exclusive story you broke about his addiction to the fruit he's on, the Ben McCree. Now, it was very brave of him to come out and speak to you about that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we encourage people to do that. Come to us, Adrian Rashid HQ. Yeah. And
your shoulder is open to all, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Any addiction.
Yeah.
You know.
Because representing a player these days is not just about getting them the best deal, is it? It's about offering emotional support.
About whole welfare.
Yeah, making sure they've got enough petrol in the car, all that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Andy can't wait. When you're his agent, he's looking forward to having your shoulder to cry on.
Yeah. Three-man midfield, central midfield. Sounds like it's going to be quite compact. Go on.
I've gone for a defensive mid.
Oh.
An
anchor man.
Yeah.
Gavin Gorn unfortunately just missed out.
Oh,
I can't understand the word that guy says though.
Silly high pitched.
But I've gone for Jack McVay.
Okay.
I think he's I listened to Liam's podcast last week and I believe he would probably agree with me. One of the best players on the island.
Fact. Missing last week though, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, Geordie's just lacked a little bit of cohesion without him.
Composure was the word you used earlier in the week.
It was, yes. Thank you, Andy, for regaining my composure for me.
There you go. Right, so who's joining Jack in the engine room?
I've gone for JLT, Josh Lee Thomas. Yeah. I've actually got a breaking story about him. The headline is, everyone wants a bite of the JLT sandwich.
Ooh, that's a lovely
Manx advice. Football's hottest talent right now is wanted by Chris Bass Sr. Josh Lee Thomas, who has three first names, cannot deny whether Bass Sr. has or not made contact with his officials, which will be me in the future.
Right, fair
Can
enough.
You confirm this?
I can't.
Yeah.
Although, I do believe he's had a good season, and, you know, I think Geordie's would be a better side with him in.
I have to say, I spoke to Josh at the start of the season. I think he now lives in the Colby up at Aaron, so it might be a bit of a wrench. You know, the only maybe a move to Castletown might tempt him, but I don't think a big move to the Bright Lights of Douglas would go.
I don't know, he likes the Colby Glen too much, I think. So.
Yeah, I've never been that south.
No, I can imagine. Yeah.
It's a long way from Ramsey.
Yeah. So you got JLT, Jack McVeigh.
And the third one is super, super, super Frank Jones.
Ah, ties in with the question for later.
Yeah, but why have you gone? Why do you call him super, super, super Frank Jones? Apart from the obvious. But.
It's not me. It's what the fans want. They call him that.
Right. Okay. Super. Is that just because he's super?
I think Frank Lampard and him have similarities. Name. Playing style, goal scorer.
Right. Christine Blakely.
I mean, I know he's asked about the supers, but you know, it's not tailored by me.
You're just
giving the public what they want. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So that leaves two, if my maths are correct. If Big Shaq's taught me anything. So up top, we've got who have we got?
My brother, Furo Davies.
Right.
I think he's.
He's a man in form this season. Dave said he was unplayable on Saturday, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he goes from one extreme to the next. He didn't bring his boots along to the Russian Geordie's game, but then last week
literally forgot his football
boots. He turned up at Croke Larry without his boots and had to hot foot it back to Douglas and came on at half time. Whereas last Saturday against St Mary's, he bagged a hat trick and all three of them were great goals. So he's a bit of an enigma himself, a bit like you, Rashid.
A bit like you, Rashid, yeah. So, big player up front with?
Sean McDoyle.
Sean McDoyle, yes.
Yeah.
Bartender come striker.
He's loving it, yeah.
I don't think he's been as good this season, but I think he had to get mentioned in there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I think he's been distracted by his big money move from Michael Gaiman Cavaliers to Turkeys in the basketball.
Oh, yeah, basketball players. What's your view on that, on your potential players playing other sports?
I encourage it.
Is that more money for you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, fair point, yeah.
I got some notable mentions, though, for people that didn't make it in. I've obviously mentioned Andrew Roy and Bruce.
Yeah.
I've also got a mention from Darren Hudgen.
Of course.
He nearly signed for UT, didn't he, pre-season?
He did, yeah. But he retired 5 times and then came back out of retirement. So I'm not quite sure where he is. Right. He's retired or not.
Fair enough. Only man that's retired more than Mark Wolfenden, I think.
And Andy Glover.
Andy Glover, of course. Yeah.
I've got a mention for Greg Hepburn, Ramsey starlet in the middle there.
Yeah, yeah.
If any one of those people on that team had the same left wand as him, they would be a better player.
Really?
Yes.
That's quite a claim.
Johnny Shields.
Johnny Shields, yeah.
I think he's been doing a fantastic job on Peel's bench.
Scored a few goals as well, I believe, early in the season.
Yeah, and one of our good dear friends, Johnny Myers, I think he's very unlucky not to get in the team.
Yeah, fair point. He can cover a lot of positions as well. So it's hard to argue with that selection, Dave, isn't it?
Well, it was like Johnny of old last week when he was bombing up and down the flank.
Yeah, right back, wasn't he?
He was. He came on off the bench for Phil Knox, who was injured, unfortunately. But yeah, putting some really good crosses and set up a couple of goals.
So. I
like that team.
That's a good team. I think it would give anyone a game.
Well balanced.
Right, now we did talk about, Dave, to mention this earlier, you were co-opted into the ranks of the very small and numbers of Manx football pundits. Manx football pundits. So give your thoughts pre-season on the infamous 4-5-1 pullout, which was in the Manx Independent at the time at the start of the season. We'll just have a quick look at how you're getting on. Now, I don't know if you remember, you tipped St George's to win the title, along with pretty much everyone apart from Eric, who's gone for Peel.
Always goes for Peel, yeah.
Which, could yet come off.
Could, yeah.
So you, let's talk about St George's then, Rashidi. Are you still confident they'll repay your faith, as it were?
I have every faith in my man, Chris Bass Sr.
Yes.
He's been there, he's done it, and I don't think this season will be any different.
Right, and then down the bottom of the league, you've said that Royal and Ramsey will probably be relegated. Royal have had a bit of a recovery and restaged a bit of recovery in recent weeks, picked up a couple of wins back to back. That's seen them haul themselves out the bottom too, hasn't it, Dave?
Certainly has.
But Ramsey, they look pretty buried at the moment.
They are 4 points from safety, but also they have at least 4 games on hand on Colby and Royal. So, you know, and this weekend we'll talk about it later, but they've got a big game again coming up. So let's see if they can pull off the great escape.
Rashid, what's your thoughts on this? Do you think that Ramsey and Royal are still the teams to plummet through the trapdoor?
I mean, those bottom two could have been any of like 4 or 5, I think, at the start of the season. I went for Ramsey because they are fielding like 12-year-olds, I think. And
even though they have Greg Hepburn, you said he's the best left footer in Ballyclown.
In fact, that's not hard. They've got Michael Valerga at the back. He's had very flaky performances, I have to say.
You said he hasn't kicked on from his early promise, is that right?
Yeah, just really flaky, you know, flaky.
Right, okay. Let's have a look at your tip for the individual awards. Player of the Year, super Frank Jones. I heinously took out the super because I was running out of room. I wouldn't fit on the line.
I wasn't happy with that.
No, I did see the tweet at the time.
He complained, I think, as
yeah,
well.
He did, yeah.
Well, he had to leave space for his mugshot. His excellent mugshot.
Yeah. So, Frank, how are you assessing his season? Because I noticed he was in your team, wasn't he? So you obviously think he is, you know, he's doing a good job.
I think he's had better seasons, but he's still probably key to St George's winning the league.
Fair enough. Right. No pressure, Frank. Golden Boot, you've gone for former air striker, former youthy striker.
Former
classmate, Sean Kelly.
Yeah, we shared food tech together.
Right. Was he a good cook?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He's a man.
He's a big lad, you can tell.
Is that another podcast exclusive that you've just revealed? He's a good cook.
Mm-hmm. It is an exclusive, but Sean is good at a lot of things.
Yeah. Right. He can throw, can't he? He's got a good throw.
Yeah, and you should see him in the kitchen.
Right. Well, maybe there's a book deal in this, possibly. Cooking with Sean.
Yes.
There we go. Right, so he's on 9 goals, I believe, at the moment, Dave, which is
a good season. Yeah, he's
7 behind the current leader, which is Kieran McNulty. There's still a chance for that one. Golden Glove, you've gone for one of your favourites, Andy Roy Perry. You still standing by that one, even though you had Christian Penswick in goal for your team this season so far?
Yeah, I thought Golden Glove would be directly linked to the amount of clean sheets somebody gets, and I believe Andy Perry doesn't do anything in goals, doesn't need to do anything.
Right.
So I thought he might win.
All right. Well, Golden Gloves actually, we'll reveal this now, is whoever finishes highest in the goalkeeper that finishes highest in the player ratings.
Yes. It's a weekly assessment.
So maybe something to think about for next year, next season, that one, Rashid. Division 2, you had, of course, your old club, Youthy, coming up. Now, obviously, we had Rory and Harry in the other week, and we were talking, they had a wobble.
Yeah,
they haven't really had time to arrest that rubble because they've had a few postponements.
They have. They did get back to winning ways against, was it Ayr? I think it was 6-0. But yeah, they'll be keen to kick on this week.
So do you think they're still going up, Rashid? Or?
I think they're missing some ingredients. If I were to put the boots back on, I think I would do a shift.
Is that a possibility?
No. because the manager doesn't like me.
Oh,
Liam Christian does not like me.
Oh dear.
It's bad terms. I think it might have something to do with that I wouldn't be his agent.
Too close
to home, personal, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they still have a chance. But anyone in the top 8, I think, has got a chance. So
it's a fair point. You had Castletown going up with Youthy. Paul Rose and Onken finishing in the other two Paul Henry Gold Cup spots.
Well, that is the current top four, just in a different order.
So, he does know his stuff. Player of the year, John Lund. I think that's not a bad shout.
Absolutely.
Youthy midfielder, obviously formerly of St George's, but of course he was at Youthy when he first moved to Arlan, wasn't he?
Yeah, then he got too big for his boots.
Ooh.
Went to St George's and then realised that he didn't like Douglas and he loves Ramsey.
I'm guessing by the tone of your voice, you didn't negotiate that move to St George's.
No. Me and Chris Bass Senior were in contact, but it was for a different player.
Oh, right, okay. Did Johnny get thrown in sort of part of the deal? Or?
No.
No.
He did not want to come to Ramsey, and he did not want to be near me, but we were on good terms now.
Okay. Silver boot, you've actually tipped yourself.
Yeah, this was before the fallout.
Right, fair dues.
I thought, I'm at university, so I thought I might get like maybe 6 games, and I thought that might be enough.
Yeah,
there's still time.
It
could happen, you know.
You've got to mend these bridges, and I don't think it's happened.
While you were at university, are you finding it hard to manage, you know, your agency stable, you know, or have you got assistants that you use? Or?
I fly back every weekend.
Oh, fair dues. Right.
Do you have any clients at university? Have you started branching out offshore?
Yeah, Alex Holden. He's in the same city as me.
Oh, right, nice.
But it's hard to speak to him when his hair is down to his chin.
I'm getting a lot of aversion of hair from you today, Rashid.
I like the number one all over.
Fair dues, yeah. It's pretty
basic standards, yeah.
Your hair is quite long, actually.
It is. That's something I'm hopefully going to do over the weekend.
It's a Christmas treat, yeah.
Fantastic. Right, after. From the surreal to the ridiculous. We now have our usual array of Twitter questions. You are a popular man, Mr. Rashid. As this is your first public interview, I think.
Yeah.
We have been inundated with questions.
So I'm just going to have to interrupt you there. I've just got a phone call here.
Is this another
exclusive? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can reveal that a bawling behaviour sees goalkeeper banned from Biscuits Isles. Andrew Ball, the biscuit lover, banned from buying biscuits after having an altercation following a row where the shop assistant argues a bourbon is a terrible biscuit, saying she much prefers fig rolls.
Oh,
Andrew Ball went on to open a packet of fig rolls and proceeded to throw them at the confectionery item at the employee's head. Wow.
I can see that happening.
Exclusive.
Yeah, I can as well, actually, yeah.
So has that just happened, or was that literally breaking news? The breaking of the biscuit.
Is he still in the police cell over this?
He's currently on the floor crying in Andrea's stores.
Oh, and do you still represent him? Or did you represent him?
I never represented him. Oh. We don't agree on biscuits.
Oh, well, I can see why that would be a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's a big issue. Are you a fig roll man yourself, are you?
No. I don't like biscuits.
Told ya! We had this argument this morning.
Terrible.
Right, Twitter questions. Now, Will Miller, of You Mills fame, has tweeted in. It was the first one with a visual aid, actually. Well done, Will, you've broken new ground here. Snog, marry, avoid, Susan Boyle, Anne Hegarty, and Fat Amy. And Anne Hegarty, I had to look this up, she's on The Chase.
She's on The Chase, yeah. She's a mean headmistress, I would imagine she's...
Which is why I would marry her.
Ooh.
I would want to take her to pub quizzes.
Okay.
And win them.
Okay.
I would snog Fat Amy.
Right, okay, yeah. That's it.
Because she probably has the most... Yeah, quality.
Quality? Okay.
Yeah. And I would avoid Susan Boyle, although...
Yeah, she's a bit odd.
But... You know, she probably has a beautiful voice, and I like music.
Well, you can't argue with any of that. Will also ask, is the rumour true that you beat Chuck Norris in a fist fight and you crushed a Brazil in your hand true?
This is not true. Me and Chuck Norris are very good friends.
Fair enough, yeah. And what about the Brazil nut?
Daily.
Oh, fair enough.
Go on then, Dave.
All right, well, Super Frank, he wants to know, what does he have to do for another Super before my name?
You know, like I said before, it's down to the fans, what they want, whether they can, you know, stand saying another super in a sentence with his name. as far as I'm concerned, he deserves five.
Five supers.
It's a good job that Twitter have increased their character limit, really.
To be fair, the it's there, really, the options, isn't it?
It is.
I believe Super is actually referring to himself now as Super Frank, which is good. And I believe he's going to get his name changed by Depot.
Yeah, that'd be good.
He also asks, will you be entering your name into the hat for the women's Ironman FA job?
I will be categorically saying right now that I will not be in the running for this job.
How about any of your clients?
I believe Paul Hatton.
Oh, is this another exclusive?
It is now. He may be taking on the role, because he does. You know, he is probably one of the most avid watchers of our man's women's football.
I couldn't agree more. He does have some of the credentials for the job, you'd say. Go on, Dave.
Right, next up, we have Jerry Andrews. Obviously, you've already mentioned him. A couple of questions. Do you put your left sock or your right sock on first in the morning? This is important stuff, this.
I do not wear socks.
Oh! Do you just wear a loafer?
Sandals.
Sandals? Oh. Even in this... Well, the weather's not too bad today. But
they're comfortable.
Oh, fair enough.
They're free. Yeah. Right, and Jerry also asks, if you and me were to meet at Snaefell and have a game of rock, paper, scissors, which would you choose?
I don't know what scissors are. I would probably go for rock.
See, the problem with, I think that's a leading question, because if this ever happens, he already knows what you're going to go.
Maybe I'm double bluffing.
This is very good. Grant Dawson, once of football, now of running. Actually, we bring up Grant. Has anyone else seen he's done this British Bake Off thing?
No.
There's a Vimeo, a highly produced Vimeo. Is that Vimeo? Is it Vimeo? Vimeo. But there's a company, First Names, have produced with, presumably, their staff, and two people pretending to be Noel Fielding and what's her face, the mad woman that tweeted the Paul Bollywood. Right, so they're all involved. Some fella with a beard. He's not even a proper beard. It looks like they've put.
They drew it on them.
But they've done like a bake-off thing, even in a tent, actual tent.
They've got a marquee outside First Names.
No, I don't think it's here.
Oh, that's
but anyway, he's in the running for that, so you can vote for him and all sorts of stuff like that.
Oh, we can start a campaign now then.
Anyway, I digress. Would you rather be a fried spider or a fried scorpion?
And now this has got me wondering.
What was in
his pick? Has he put a fried spider or a fried scorpion in any of his
books? It was a gingerbread house, I think.
Ooh. I would prefer to be a fried scorpion.
Ooh. Any rationale behind that?
All your deals have a sting in the tail?
Oh, Dave.
Took Dave the word Norton out of my mouth.
There we go.
Where is the real Dave Norton? Right, go on, Dave.
Right, a question from Youthy's official Twitter account. As a former former player of Youthy, what were some of the best and worst memories you had?
Probably the worst memory I had was a Manx footballing legend refused to shake my hand at the end of a game.
Oh, who's this?
I will leave the name unknown.
I'm so disappointed.
What was the best memory?
Refusing to shake his hand in the second game.
Can't say fairer than that.
Go on.
They also ask, what's the best Manx football news story you have ever reported?
I mean, in terms of likes and reach, it was the story about Andrew Black, who appeared on Sky Sports.
Oh, yes.
But personal favourite, because it warmed my heart, was when Joey Morling finally was reunited with Huggy the Bear.
Oh, that was a lovely tale.
I have to say that this breaking news story about Andy Ball being arrested, I think that's got to be up there.
Yeah.
We'll get the public's insight and we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah.
You may have to stage a recreation. What is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Thai news company that was doing animations of news stories? I think that was.
Do you think they'll let him back into Andrew's stores to?
Probably not. That's probably him barred for life. I've heard people do worse. And get banned from Andrew's stores. Paul Hatton, you've already mentioned him earlier on, possible contender for the Ironman FA women's job. What is the most difficult transfer you've ever seen during your time? I think you've already touched on that. Was that Mark McClurg?
Yeah, definitely. He's the most hated man in football. I'll repeat that.
Yeah.
And it was just tough.
And he also asks, when negotiating the deal, which of your several languages you are fluent in did you finalise the deal in?
I'm fluent in Swahili.
Yeah.
I won't do it now because nobody would understand me.
Well, it's always a handy language to have in Max football.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But probably the one I'm most proud of is Douglas Scouse. I managed to nail that one down.
Is that from hanging out with Gav Gorn?
A few of the Dougie Royals players, and Skippy Lancaster, I helped him. But yeah, I finalised a deal in many languages, but Douglas Scouse must be the up there.
Right, fair dues. Final question, Dave.
From Mike Verlerga, you obviously mentioned him before, but if your life was a book, what would the title be?
Misunderstood.
Ooh, deep. That's very deep.
It's a mystery, this is. Yeah. You really are an enigma.
That's a tremendous way
That's the sequel name of the
book. That's a tremendous way to enter today's Twitter questions. And before we look ahead to Saturday's game with Rashid, because obviously we want his valuable insight into the Premier League and Division 2 games this weekend, you caught up with St George's skipper, Sean Quay, Dave, after last week's dramatic 6-3 win over St Mary's.
Yes, he was obviously very relieved to get back to winning ways, although the game was marred by an injury to Joey Morling, but we've since found out that it's not as serious as we first heard.
Right, we'll have a listen to what...
He does have Huggy the Bear, though, if he was...
Right, yeah.
I'm sure he'd be fine. Let's have a listen to what Sean had to say now.
Sean, first of all, we've got to touch on the sad end to the game for Joey. Suffered a serious looking injury there, so fingers crossed for a speedy recovery for him.
Yeah, it's not looking too good. You know, he was in a bit of pain there at the end. I think Carl caught him. It was a bit of a rash tackle, sort of. You know, Joey always goes in for everything. He's that sort of player, determined. But I think, you know, he's come off a little bit worse for wear today. Fingers crossed it's not as bad as it initially looks, but, you know, we don't know yet. But fingers crossed it's going to be okay for him, but I'm not too sure, to be honest with you.
Well, it's a physical game for him. He was at the end of a few challenges in that game, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he always is. That's just the type of player he is. He's so quick and nippy. You know, people have got to get stuck into him, unfortunately, for him. But I think sometimes he just needs to be a little bit more clever and just, you know, not go in for some challenges that aren't really necessary. But, you know, he's a young lad, he's learning. But hopefully this little setback won't cause him too much bother.
Yeah, hopefully he'll have a speedy recovery. But we must talk about the game itself. Obviously, it's been a tricky few weeks for Geordies. You know, much has been made of the defeat to Rushen and the draw with St John's. But you bounced back. It was hard work today, but you got the 3 points.
Yeah, you know, we always knew it was going to be hard work. We're in that sort of... We're stuck in a little bit of a rut, really, the last couple of weeks. The big delays with the weather and the Isle of Man games with the under-18s and things like that hasn't helped us at all. Probably not helped any teams, really, but more so ourselves, because we always, you know, have good momentum usually in the season, and we just drive on and drive on. But I think, you know, the last sort of couple of weeks of training have been a massive improvement. We've had, like, you know, all the numbers there, all the first team players being training, you know, twice, three times a week with the Isle and everything else. So, you know, today we knew it was going to be tough. We battled on there in the first half and we got in at 3-3. And I think the second half was more of the Geordies of old, really.
It was.
The tempo was there. I know St Mary's got a man sent off, but I still think, you know, we were on top, really, that second half. If they didn't have the man sent off, who knows? But I still feel we had that sort of momentum and the tempo. And it was like the Geordies of old that everyone, you know, was used to, really, which was good to see.
Well, I think when Murphy got sent off, even before that, you guys, the fitness was starting to tell, I think, at that point. You were starting to push them back more. You had a few chances. I mean, the goal that never was by Furo, it looked over the line from where I was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if that line's been on his eyes painted on it in that second half, but yeah.
It
was a hell of a strike. I don't even think he needed to hit it that good, but it was difficult to see. I don't know if it was over or not, but it was a good effort. But yeah, like you say, it was a good second half, good performance from the lads, and hopefully, you know, we can get another game next week against Laxey and drive on from there, really.
That's it, you've got to build upon it now, and it has been a tricky season momentum wise. The next Ireland game isn't until February, I think, so you've got a good period.
Yeah, we'll
now,
get a good bit of a run, hopefully. I mean, obviously barring the weather and everything else, but yeah, you know, we're training hard, and I think we're sort of, you know, the lads are fighting back, really. Sometimes, you know, it's happened, like we spoke before, and, you know, before the game today, it's happened where we have a blip, we get beat, you know, we've got beat, and sometimes that gives us that little kick up the backside, really, and gets us going again. And I think, you know, the last couple of weeks having the draw and getting beat by Rushen has sort of helped us, probably,
like,
in a good way, really. Yeah, because everyone's back training. We were getting people missing training. We've had everyone there for the last couple of weeks, and, you know, the group as a team, we're sort of back as a team again, really, which, you know, it's really good to see.
And but finally, a quick word on Furo. I know he had a bit of an eventful day down in Croydon for the last game. He didn't have his boots when he turned up for kickoff. Obviously, he only played the second half, but today he was unplayable at times, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he is like that. Unfortunately for us last week, and he forgot his boots. That's another thing, you know, that just comes down to the whole team ethos. You know, we're not switched on, but now I think, you know, him him leaving his boots behind didn't help us because he didn't play in that first half last week. And I think maybe, you know, if he started, who knows what could have happened. But it is what it is. That's done and dusted. And today he come out and showed what he's capable of and done what he's done for the, like, the majority of the season so far, which is good. And Peck has obviously got on the score sheet today. His movement and everything's been brilliant again. He doesn't stop. And I think it's just good to see everyone sort of back fighting fit again, the likes of Frank.
Johnny, you know, Myers coming in.
Johnny was back in. Yeah, it's good to see Johnny back playing again. And, you know, it's good for Geordies, really. And, you know, hopefully bad for every other team in the league.
Well,
so
well done on the win. Good luck for the rest of the season. Day.
Right, welcome back to this very special festive edition of the Manx Sporty Pod. The last one of the year, Dave, because quite frankly, I can't be bothered doing one next week.
Well, you're on holiday, aren't you? So.
Well, I was going to do a best of, but I can't be bothered wading through all the tripe we've produced so far this season.
You'll be wedged deep in your box of celebrations, but this time next week, so.
Ooh, celebrations are a good shout. Yeah. I'll probably be in the pub, I'm not going to lie. Let's look at Saturday's game. We've got Agent Rashid with us, our special guest this week. Cadlife Premier League, they're running it right up to Christmas this year, aren't they?
Yeah, well, there was talk of getting games on Boxing Day this year, but...
We can not exclusively reveal there was no games on Boxing Day.
No, no one could be bothered.
We'll start off at the foot of the table, where two of the bottom four go head-to-head. Colby versus Braddon. In the third week in a row, Colby have played one of the teams around them. They need to start getting something, because they've only got a point out of those two games, haven't they?
Yeah, they're already starting to run out of games. They've got they're on to 14 already. And they're level on points with Royal above them, but have got a vastly inferior goal difference, so they really do need to start getting the points on the board.
Now, Braddon roll into the Station Fields ground on a run of six games without a win themselves, so perhaps this is the time to face them.
It is. A win for Colby would leapfrog Braddon and put them within touching distance of Douglas Athletic, so it would be a big boost for them going into the new year, but it's going to be tough. Braddon will be well up for this to get back to winning ways.
Rashid, can you shed some light on this one? Can you see the home side getting some valuable points out of it?
I think it will finish 3-1. Joey Andrews, two-headed goals.
Fair enough. Yes. So we heard that here first. Braddon's to get back to winning form. I see this time of year, with the party season being in full swing, Black Eye Friday tomorrow. Yeah. This could go either way. I noticed that Mr. Young Danny Lane wasn't playing last week, but Jordan Brimrose Smith was. I think they're a different commodity when both of them are playing and in form.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to sit on the fence again. I believe I correctly called a draw between Colby and Ramsey last week. I'm going to say a draw in this one as well.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. I think there's too much at stake here. Neither side are going to want to lose, are they? So, yeah, I'm going to go for a draw.
Corinthians versus Ramsey is at Bala Fletcher at 2 o'clock. Ramsey, of course, bottom at the moment, as you say, play a bit of catch up. They're a few games behind the rest. You can't see them getting anything out of this, though. Corinthians still top.
Ahead of Peel, but this one, you know, could end up as quite a heavy defeat for Ramsey. But you know, Corinthians go into it off the back of a 7-2 win over Royal last week, so they'll be hoping for something similar. I imagine they'll get it.
And one of your potential players for Corinthians, Sean McDoyle, he seems to be looking to get a few goals in this one, won't he, Rashid?
Yeah, I think he might get four, and it'll be double figures.
Fair enough.
There you go,
we heard that here first. Of course, big day for Corinthians as well. They're opening, the official opening of the Louis Thornton stand, 12 o'clock, high noon, midday, not 12:30 as I put in the paper, so ignore that, as usual, ignore what I put in the paper.
Yeah, I usually do, mate, don't worry.
Midday, though, they're going to have a bit of a ceremony, I'm sure it'll be nice, and I'm sure that will add a bit of an extra spring in their step.
Yes, all the best for a good day, and we will hopefully have some photos from that in next week's papers.
Yeah, one of Gary's going up there, isn't he? So
he is, and Hattie.
Hattie's going to be our man on the spot.
I'll be there.
And Rashid will be there.
All our best men.
All the best men. Yeah. The three wise men.
Three wise men.
Hattie, Gary and Rashid.
Yeah. Rolls off the tongue, man.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? Are you bringing a gift of anything?
A mug?
There will be mugs.
There will be mugs. The Tea Hatch ladies, I'm sure, will be over the moon.
Tea on the Isle of Man, I have to say.
Yeah. The Bal Fletcher babes, I think, as you call them.
Yeah. That's what the fans call them. I'm just the middleman.
He's just their mouthpiece. He's the fans' mouthpiece. Old Boys St Mary's, the game I'm going to. Should be a good game, this. St Mary's gave them a good goal last week, didn't they?
Yeah, they were really good in the counter-attack against Geordies last week, and they had them there for the taking for a while. It all hinged on Murphy getting sent off in the second half. It was 3-0 at that point, and they, you know, Geordies just ran away with it in the end. But they could take a lot of heart from that first half performance in particular. Steve Priestnell scored a cracking goal. Jordan Crawley, Jordan Cooper both played really well. Jordan Cooper's just picked up the Young Player of the Month award as well. So yep. He's having a good first season there. I imagine this will be close, although I do think home advantage might just swing it in Old Boys' favour.
Old Boys, of course, are at the top of the current form table and have the league's best defensive record at the moment. Yep. I know they played a couple of games less than a couple of the other leading teams, but I'm going to favour a home win in this. They just looked at quite a... Wayne's got them at an organised drilled unit, and now they've got the Stewart brothers to bring back into that team. They shouldn't edge this one.
Yeah, they'll know as well that if they win this, another result's been the way they can get, break into the top four.
Rashid, your insight on this match?
I'm going to back the home side 5-4.
5-4. Ooh. Goals galore, according to Rashid this week.
We haven't done our actual score predictions for a while. Maybe
no, because we kept getting them wrong, Dave. Didn't reflect well on us. St John's Douglas Athletic, another close-looking game at Mullaney Cloy this week. And last time this team met, it was 4-4.
Yeah, bit of a cracker, nothing like an 8-goal thrower. But
St John's tightened things up a bit since then, though, haven't they?
They're one of the form teams in the division. Obviously, they stood Russian last week, 2-1.
Unbeaten away from Mullaney Cloy this season.
Yeah, it's a fantastic record. And, you know, they've also held Geordie's to a 3-3 draw, so you know they will certainly fancy their chances of getting the points on offer here, but Athletic will not be able to pushovers though.
I'm going to go edges towards the home side, especially if one of your City mates, Alex Holden's home.
Yeah, I think the star of the show will be Resoats.
Resoats?
3-0.
Good form. No, yep.
3-0. That's fairly controversial. There you go. Heard it here first. St George's Laxey. St George's back into winning form, but it wasn't the most, as I'm going to use the word again, composed performance you've seen them produce, David.
No, but you know what? I don't think they'll worry too much about that. It was
a win's a win, isn't it?
Yeah, they were just important to get back to winning ways. I mean, they didn't have Jack McVeigh last week. Cal Morrissey sidelined with injury. Chris Bass wasn't played. He was there, but he didn't play. I don't know whether he'll be back this week, but you would still think that they'd be too strong for Laxey. And don't forget, Laxey lost 6-0 to Peel last time out, so they'll still be smarting from that defeat.
A lot of youngsters in that Laxey team. I know you've covered Laxey a couple of times in your features. There is going to be a good... There is a good football team there. There's going to be a better football team there at some point when they continue to progress. But you'd fancy St George's to win this one, wouldn't you, Rashid?
Yeah, I think it'll be an easy game. I think probably 5-0 St George's.
Any sentiment from Andrew Roy as he faces one of his old clubs?
No, I think he'll have his weekly nap during the game. And I think actually Johnny Myers might get on the short score sheet this week.
Ooh. Do you think Andy Perry might venture forward and get a goal himself, a rare goal?
Probably not, because he's a tired man.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I think it will be interesting to see if Ball is Bales posted in time for him to feature in the match.
I think whether they lead a biscuit trail to Country Road or not.
We'll just remember, Dave, when this finishes, we'll have to tell the news desk about this breaking story.
We'll get the police on it.
Yeah, Ball of Bourbons. And, you know, there's a headline in there somewhere.
And he's bolted up.
Yeah, we see something along those lines. Peel Douglas Royal. Now, Douglas Royal's recent bubble was burst slightly by a Derby Day defeat by Corinthians last week. Peel seems to be just nicely kicking up through the gears at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, at the moment they're 5 goals behind Corinthians at the top of the table, so you know they'll certainly be confident of making that ground up this weekend. Expect a big win for them, but Royal, you know, they've managed to get some points on the board recently, so you can't write them off.
Very young team. I noticed that their under-16s team won on Sunday in the league, and most of the players involved are playing first team now.
Yeah, I mean, Lucas Simmons is obviously one of the stars.
Lucas Simmons, Jack Kamada, Dan Smith and
Jacob Crook.
Yeah. And Taylor Andrews as well. He scored a couple in the last couple of weeks. All points towards a good day out west for the Douglas. For Peel, doesn't it, Rashid?
Yeah, I think Matt Skillicorn might feature heavily this game.
Yeah.
I think Sean Kelly's long throw will prove the difference.
Both scored against Laxey last week, both in form.
I guess from one of their old clubs as well.
Exactly.
Well, they've got a lot of old clubs.
Right, let's delve into the fascinating world of JCK Division 2, kicking off at Castletown versus Morown. Good game on the cards there. Hattie's going there. They're all taking points off each other again, aren't they?
They are. It's so tight at the top. You know, you still probably have to be the favourites. They're ahead on goal difference as well, with a game in hand. But Castletown, you know, they had that blip early on in the season, but they bounced back well. They've got a good squad there. they'll probably start as marginal favourites in this, but Moran are a very good side, and a couple of wins for them could get them right back in the mix. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was a draw, to be honest.
Rashid, are you favouring in this one?
Castletown, I think they call him Gel.
Yes, Alex Crowley.
He likes to wind people up, and I feel like he's good at it, and he'll be the difference.
Okay.
Castletown win, 2-0.
I'm going to go for a draw like you in this one. I think Black Eye Friday might take its toll on the Castletown squad.
Yeah, we'll see how many stumble over from the sidings on the morning of the game.
Yes, so drawing that one for me. The leaders, as you say, at the moment, Pulley, they take on Ballou in a game you covered the reverse fixture, which seemed to have everything involved in them.
Certainly did. It finished 5-3 to Pulley in that game. You know, and Ballou could take heart from that game, but in the end, they just missed their chances. And Pulley, with the firepower at their disposal, they're going to fancy their chances against any team. Ballou, though, I mean, they stunned Foxdale 4-1, didn't they, last week? So, you know, that'll give them no shortage of confidence. Again, it'll be close. I think Pulley will just about come through this one.
Pulley, no, was Steve Glover not playing last week?
Don't think he was.
James McGinn came in and scored a hat-trick, so it's not a bad strength and depth there. I think, as you say, home advantage. Again, I think Black Eye Friday is going to have an effect on this match.
It certainly will.
Rashid, do you agree? Do you think this, you know, the lure of the alcohol on Friday night could maybe skew a few results this weekend?
I think so, and I think that Paul Rose, I got a lot of goals in them, but this could be one of those hiccup games in the season.
Ballou will be high on confidence, as you say, after that win over Foxdale. They themselves, Foxdale, take on Gunners Athletic in a game you'd favour them to win.
Certainly would.
Especially at the Billy Goat.
Yeah, you know, they'll obviously be keen to bounce back straight away. Governors, though, they've already shocked Castletown this season. You know, they've got it about them to do the same again this weekend, but I don't know how the Billy Goat Park will hold up, but I expect a Foxdale win in this one pretty comfortably.
Rashid, you said Mighty Dale. Obviously, Stewie Fail. Obviously, was he a brief teammate with you at youth team?
He was there, yeah. Hard to miss him. Big guy.
The best all-round goalkeeper in the man, I would say. Scores goals, creates goals.
That's it.
Stops goals. Does lots of things with goals.
I
wonder if I saw him the other day, and he has. Do you think he has to go to a special outfitters? Because he is a very tall chap, isn't he?
He's a frame, isn't he? Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if are there any outlets like that in Foxdale that you're aware of.
I don't know.
He gives really good hugs, by the way.
Oh, does he? Wow.
Well, that's something to bear in mind.
Well, Joey Morland might
fancy
that.
Yeah, fair dues. Maybe hugs he has ever dis. Maybe that could be Stewie's new nickname. They call him Sparrow, don't they?
Yeah.
Hugsy.
It's catchy.
It's good, yeah. Union Mills, one of Stewie's old former clubs in there, they take on Union Mills in Andreas. Long trip for Mills this close to Christmas, isn't it? I saw Oldham's manager bleating the other day because they were going to... they're playing Plymouth on Saturday, just 2 days before Christmas. But you know, have a thought for Eric Bragazzi and those poor Union Mills fans that have to make the big trip to Andreas this weekend.
Might be less windy up there, though. So
there is a bit more shelter, I'd say, with the thing. And the Grosvenor's always a nice stop-off point, isn't it?
It is. So I think Mills will be favourites for this one. Air have been a bit too inconsistent this season. They do find themselves down in 10th position, I think. So it's been a tricky old season for them. Mills, they lost that game to Pulley last week, as you said. James McGinn, the hero. But, I think an away win, but it will be close.
There's going to be goals in this one, isn't there, Rashid? Neither of them seem to be able to defend, to put it bluntly. But are you any insight on the score, anything?
Yeah, I mean, I actually did play one season of junior football for United.
Wow.
So I will back my former club. But I have to say, it'll completely depend on the mood of the village. Wow. After Andy Ball's arrest.
Of course.
Yeah, that'll be hanging over like a dark cloud, won't it?
Oh dear. This could turn into...
To be fair, luckily, they probably won't find out the news till Thursday next week. So, you know, things take a while to get over there. So they may not know at this point.
Telegram might not get there.
Yeah.
So my reach doesn't go as far as Andrew's, actually. It's a good point.
Right. Is that something you've been looking to rectify?
Well, no, I think it's... I've heard this before, because you've heard in China that you can't get on Facebook and stuff
like
that. Of course. Andrew's have actually stopped Facebook, for especially Agent Machine's page.
Andreas and Bride. Yeah.
That's it.
He's blocked. Yeah. He has to go out and put leaflets through the letterbox in those areas. Michael United, Douglas District. That looks another good game.
Could go either way this one. Although I'll tip D&D to get a win there. They're having a good solid season. Michael's still down the other foot of the table. So
Daniel Clegg Stewart banging him in for fun.
Absolutely.
I saw Dave Matheson tweeted last week. I've forgotten what the stat was, but it did sound quite impressive at the time.
7 goals in 4 games, I think, or something similar. Anyway,
he scored 14 for the season.
He's banging form. Michael don't seem to have much firepower at the moment. I know Steve Quayle's had a good spell earlier in the season, didn't he? They've got Nick Hurt at the ranks, so they can hurt anyone on their day. But I think D&D will get an away win here.
Rashid?
Yeah, I'm going to go for D&D away win. I think Michael will feel the Black Eye Friday.
Oh,
everyone in the mitre.
Everyone in the mitre will be bumping. Right, Onk and Jim's. Now, Jim's a tremendous result for them last week.
Yeah, we have to mention it. They were 3-1 down, down to 10 men. Their goal scorer, Callum Pete, had been sent off. And then, they bounced back. 2 goals in injury time, sealed a dramatic 4-3 win for them. So.
And who was that against, remind me?
United.
United. Yeah, that's a great win, that was.
Tony Sewell was absolutely bouncing the other day, as you'd imagine. So.
Yes, but a different prospect in Onken.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the Forms top teams. The division's top teams. They're playing really well. They look a good all-round outfit, don't they?
They are. They just keep plugging away and grinding out results. They're in third at the moment, Onken. They're 5 points behind Castletown second, but they do have a game in hand. So, they'll be keen to carry on that form this weekend.
I'm going to favour a home win in this one. Yep. Rashid?
Yeah, I think Jim's will be still celebrating that win last week.
Yeah.
Throughout the week, I think they would have been drinking most nights.
Oh, fair enough.
So I feel like this would be a little
Christmas.
Yeah. We don't celebrate Christmas, but yeah.
You can see where we're coming from.
Yeah.
Combi Corner, Dave.
Well, there was a couple of big shocks at the top of Combi 1 last weekend. The top two both lost. They've had a bit of a wobble recently and it continued. They lost 5-2 to St John's.
Wow.
Jamie Crook was their chief tormentor. He got a hat-trick. That opened the door for Corinthians, but they didn't take advantage of it. They lost by the odd goal in 5 to Balfour neighbours Douglas Royal.
Good result that for Royal.
That's a fantastic result for them. Hopefully they'll be able to build upon that. That is their third win of the season, so that's set them up nicely for the second half of the campaign, I think.
Hopefully next week they can tweet us the scores.
So those two results meant, all in all, it was a good day for Peel. Old boys weren't playing. Peel thrashed Laxey 5-1. And amongst the goal scorers, Chris Kane got a couple of goals.
Oh.
And Danny Lace was there as well.
Oh, wow.
As well as George Robinson and Sam Gordon.
Right. An experienced Combi team, that one.
Absolutely. Combi 2, Castletown and Ayr both maintained their push for top 4 with wins. JD Mitchell was the hero for Castletown. They beat Governors 3-0. Ayr beat Jim's 3-1. Goals from Gordy Hewitt, Nigel Cameen and Ryan Tier. So they're plodding along nicely. But it's Youthy continues to lead the way. They beat Michael 3-1. They got a brace from Dylan Parrish and the aforementioned unstoppable force that is Martin Murphy. So, they're continuing to set the pace there and they're looking very likely to win that title. That's 12 wins from 12.
Wow. Rashid, obviously some decent players in that Combi lineup. Obviously missing yourself, but there must be a few players you could potentially pluck out of obscurity and plummet the sentence of the stars there, surely?
Yeah, like you said, Martin Murphy. He doesn't need his head made any bigger though. I think other players in there, you see Dylan. Solid player. I think you got some experience, I think. It's hard. I don't even know them anymore.
they're lost to you.
I'm not part of the team, unfortunately. They shunned me. But I will be out for their Christmas party on Saturday.
Well, that's very nice that you're trying to extend the olive branch there.
Handing out free mugs at all?
Always free mugs.
Now you're currently currently lead by eight points. In the Combi 2 standings. If they do seal this Combi 2 title, can we expect an open minibus round Ramsey or?
Yeah, you'll see them go round the Pondy.
Right.
And then up Cronk Elfin, and then probably through Parliament Street.
Can we get you on karaoke? Can we get you on the microphone to belt it out for you?
I think you could host it.
I think so, yeah.
I do a really good Lionel Richie.
Oh, yes.
I can imagine, dancing on the ceiling. I've got visions of you hanging out, because there's the balcony at the Town Hall, maybe on a microphone as they come round. You know, that would, it's all coming together. Right, Now, those of you that follow us on Twitter will know that Agent Rashid has kindly donated some limited edition merchandise to give away. It's a thing of beauty, isn't it, Dave? Do you want to describe to the listener what we have to give away here?
I can't stop staring at it, to be honest. It's got two pictures on it.
Yeah.
We have a close-up of Agent Rashid. It's a stunning photo of you, by the way. Yeah.
That was taken of a scouting mission at Balaclone.
It does, right? Yeah.
You look like you've seen a bit of talent there. Yeah.
I think I was disgusted, actually.
Oh, okay. And on the other side, there is a picture of Rashid at...
That looks like Randy Grammer Astro.
That was during a California trial game.
Oh, okay. You look very smart in that picture, it has to be said.
I'm always dressed smart.
He's got a baseball cap, a nice...
suit pants, like lilac
coloured shirt, and with some sunglasses in your hands.
Yeah, no, it is lovely.
And it says the island's leading football agent. I think that's an understatement of the year.
So we've got one of these to give away. There was literally six entries for this. There was a couple of wrong answers because obviously the question was, what country does Agent Rashid come from? And you want to reveal?
Tanzania.
Douglas and District sent us a link to a Wikipedia page.
Imposter.
An imposter. It was meant to be. It had your name on it, but it was someone that plays professionally in the UAE.
Oh, definitely not them then.
It's definitely not him. So I've put all the names in this the mug.
Someone suggested you from Foxdale Mines.
Yeah, that was a bit controversial.
I've never been to Foxdale.
Oh, it's the first time. Right, Rashid, you're going to pick a name out of there?
What is a fox, though?
Oh, we don't know ourselves, actually. Andy grew up nearby, but I'm not sure.
Here we go. He's picked one out. Right. Can we reveal the name?
Benjamin David Ashworth.
Oh, there you go, Ben. You have won a mug. If you're next time you're in the Douglas, if you'd like to pop into Alaman Newspapers head.
Actually, I know where he lives. I will drop that off to him and I'll get an exclusive picture with him.
That would be fantastic. Rashid, you're saving us a job there, especially over Christmas. So I'll hand that back to you. There you go.
Should we mention the unlucky losers or
no?
Okay.
No.
Unlucky guys.
You know what? As Rashid would say, second is the first of the losers, isn't it?
As Lucas Leiva would say, unlucky.
Right. That was a tremendous impersonation, Dave.
So,
what was the lie about?
He went viral last year for it.
He said unlucky last night, didn't he? Because he tweeted about Bristol City.
Oh, fantastic result for them, wasn't it?
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, we digress.
I bet Martin Murphy was happy.
So. Right. Thanks for coming in, Rashid. It's been emotional. It has made my year in many ways. All the best for the festive season. I know you don't really celebrate it because of your
convictions.
Your convictions.
But I will be bringing mugs around to various homeless shelters, and
that's very kind of
you. I'm donating foods to the food bank.
Right. Okay. And you already said you're out on Saturday night in Ramsey as well, aren't you?
Yes, I will be dressed as. I'm actually not going to reveal it.
No, don't.
But if anyone sees you, are they allowed to come up to you and ask for an autograph?
Of course, I appreciate that. I have fans. I know that.
Right, well, we'll let you get back in the panda and get back over the mountain because it is getting dark. It's the 22nd today?
Yes.
No, 21st. No, it's the shortest day of the year. Okay. So we want to get you safely back into Ramsey before it gets dark. Again, thanks for coming in. Thanks for all you do for Manx football. You know, I think you are a very valued part of the Manx football fabric.
I'm hoping that for next year's 4-5-1, could we have an actual picture of you?
We'll see what we can do.
Not just a question mark.
I quite like the question mark.
Yeah, to put a face to the voice.
Exactly. Face to the voice. I take it, you want to give your Facebook page a plug?
Yeah, I mean, everyone has already liked it. That's probably listening, maybe. Yeah. Maybe not. All the news exclusives are on there.
Yeah, facebook.com/AgentRashid, or have you?
I think so.
You think so? If you search Agent Rashid, it does come up.
And don't forget the Twitter handle. It's Rashid, okay?
Yeah. Let's give that a follow as well. And I'm sure it'll keep you abreast of all the breaking football news, the bits we miss quite spectacularly. Right, thanks, Rashid. Remember, you can listen to all the Manx Footy pods, including last week's with Liam Doyle, which topped 1,000 listens, Dave.
How did we manage that?
I don't know. 500 were in Pawtucket. I'm going to let you into a secret here, Dave. Come with me on the journey. I thought Pawtucket was made up, right? Because it is Pawtucket Brewery is who Peter Griffin works for in Family
Guy. Oh, wow.
Right? So I thought that's been made up. I know. I knew Rhode Island was a legitimate place, but I thought Pawtucket was something like Duff, like a made up brewery.
Yeah.
It's a real place.
Where is it?
Near Rhode Island.
So he's genuine.
A genuine place. The population is 71,000, and 500 of them listened to the podcast last week.
I've been there.
Have you?
Nice place.
Rashid's been there. Fantastic.
Do you have any clients out there at all?
Liam Doyle will be a client for me in the US.
Well, there you go.
Well, talking Liam Doyle, but as you say, we can listen to last week's podcast. Nashville, exciting news today. The club he's just signed for have been granted an MLS franchise, as expected, for 2020.
Yeah. Fantastic news.
So yeah. Liam doesn't manage to get on the nerves of this manager. He could be playing MLS soccer in a couple of years.
It's a fantastic achievement.
Right, so... remember, you can listen to all the Manx Footy pods at audioboom.com/channel/Manx Football, as well as on iTunes. And what else? We're on TuneIn. We're on multiple
all
platforms.
All sorts of things, yeah.
Google us, basically. And that's it for this year, Dave.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. We'll be back in the new year. This big first week's FA Cup, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Big week.
So we'll have to have a think about that, if we can do some sort of cup spectacular.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm tipping Russian to win the FA Cup, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
Another podcast exclusive.
There you go. Until next year.
Ta-ta for now.